Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. Not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. It's a big night. You have the fight. We're going to talk to Robin Black about that coming up at 9. But before that, we hope you will join us for our summer dress party. It kicks off this year at 4. Whitlow's on Wilson is where we were going to be partying for our summer dress party. Whitlow's offers something for everyone, from the rooftop tiki bar, half-price burgers, Sunday brunch. You can get more details at thefandc.com/summer. But we're going to be hanging out on the rooftop. Heard you guys talking about the news babes before the show.
Yeah, that's Valdez's job, is to contact everybody, because, you know, people do, they get excited if they know that Annie's going to be out there, or, you know, any sort of the local news babes are out there.
The local news luminaries.
There are a lot of horny guys out there that get butt-ticed.
I need your assistance, though.
Really? I'm not as good as Jason. Jason really is the king. There's been a lot of turnover. You know?
Don't forget to invite our male news babe friends like Steve Shenavy.
Yes, of course.
Tucker.
Well, man, let's not forget them. We still have to invite the Fox 5 crew, because we're still, even though they may hate us, we're still friendly with them. We like them. I think all the on-air people like us, generally speaking. I'm sure not all, but most of them. And then the CSN people. All of them need to be invited.
You're going to
bring Chick out there and his, you know, cigars.
Sure.
Yeah. Chick would come. 100% he would come.
So that's coming up, not this Saturday, the following Saturday. It's at 4 p.m., Whitlow's on Wilson.
Yes.
Spread the word. We hope to see you there. All right, we only did one story in the 5 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
Have some interesting stories in sports, non-sports. We'll go to the Natalie Holloway story, which there's an update. Apparently, authorities discovered human remains behind a house in Aruba. And this is 12 years after the disappearance of Natalie Holloway, the Alabama teenager who went missing on her graduation trip in 2005. So they believe that this could be the remains of Natalie Holloway.
They got a tip from an informant who lived with a friend of Vandersloot's.
Yeah, Johan Vandersloot.
How did they not exhaust all of those?
I don't know. They're still conducting the investigation.
Sort of the top five people that you would interview, wouldn't they be the friends of Vandersloot?
You would think.
And the roommates of Vandersloot? And then, you know, kind of exhaust those possibilities. How could 12 years later that finally be some sort of revelation? It's crazy.
Vandersloot, by the way, is the Dutch man who was last seen outside the bar with Natalie Holloway. He's currently serving a 28-year sentence in Peru for killing a business student.
Remember, he killed that chick. He rolled her up in a carpet. Remember that?
He killed her in a hotel.
5 years to the day after Natalie's disappearance.
I have him on my Death Pool 2017 team. Hoping somebody just stabs him and kills him in prison.
He's in a horrifying prison, right? Isn't he like in one of the worst five prisons in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's
it called?
You would never want to be there. Yeah. I'd have to look it up.
It's literally one of the worst prisons in the world. Maybe there's a North Korean one that's worse.
Probably. Or a Chinese prison.
I know less about Peru. I just know they have good chicken here.
All I know about Peru is
they have terrible prisons.
I think Lima is the capital.
Right.
Isn't Machu Picchu in Peru? I think.
Sure.
It's like the ruins of like an ancient, I want to say Mayan civilization. I might be grasping on that. Mm. It's all I got on Peru.
I don't know much about Peru at all.
Oh, and we worked with a Peruvian guy, Danny Celis, at HFS.
Well,
good
he'd
dude.
Have to fill us in on the country.
Yeah, he would.
On his motherland.
And I've heard that the landing at the airport in Peru is very dicey. You never want to fly into Peru.
I'm pretty sure you're never going to fly there, so you don't have to worry.
No, never.
800-636-1067, open line Thursday if you want to chime in on anything. Christian McCaffrey is one of the big topics in the NFL. People are intrigued by his play, and people are very impressed by his play. More and more reports come out about what he's doing in practice. He looked pretty good in his first preseason game. And yesterday there was more video that came out just showing him, you know, toasting a linebacker.
I mean, a linebacker can't cover him. It's flat out. You're going to have to just maul him if you can get your hands on him, I think, at the line of scrimmage and knock him down. But there's no linebacker in the league that could cover him. I'm not even sure there are many safeties that can't. He is the definition of a problem for NFL defensive coordinators.
Yeah, he's a matchup nightmare.
I mean, I'm telling you, listen, rarely do I have guys that I like before draft. McCaffrey, go to the tape. I liked him for months before the draft. I said, McCaffrey's my guy. That's the toy that I want to unwrap. I did the same thing with Russell Wilson.
Being compared to guys like Darren Sproles and Danny Woodhead, now both of those guys don't get a ton of carries out of the backfield. They're mostly known for being weapons.
Dual threats. I think he's going to be a total dual
passing,
threat.
But I think McCaffrey's going to get more carries both of those guys.
I hope they use him both ways. Give him 10 carries and 8 catches.
I think he might be getting 15 to 20 carries.
I think that's what he's going to be that high. I wouldn't wear him out that way.
He's not the biggest guy. There's no way I give him 20 carries. It's going to be closer to 12 to 15.
I give him 10 and 8 targets. And maybe return a few kicks.
Is Jonathan Stewart still in Carolina? I mean, that guy's been playing forever. Is he still in that backfield?
Probably.
I have to look at my depth chart.
Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor, that big fight, of course, is the night of our summer dress party. Yesterday, there was some news because the Nevada State Athletic Commission approved 8-ounce gloves in the fight. It was supposed to be 10-ounce gloves. Conor McGregor, of course, typically fights in 3-ounce gloves in the UFC. The talk was that Mayweather wouldn't want to go with the smaller gloves. He likes the bigger gloves for defense and things like that. But he kind of had been challenged by Conor, and sure enough, the Athletic Commission is bowing down to those guys and allowing them to fight with 8-ounce gloves.
I mean, why doesn't the UFC just allow those savages to fight with no gloves? If they're just letting them fight with 3-ounce gloves?
No, it's 8-ounce.
No, I'm saying, but if they're fighting in the UFC, if they're fighting with 3-ounce gloves, why not just go bare knuckles?
I don't know.
Let's go back to the early 1900s.
Has there ever been a championship caliber fight fought in boxing with 8-ounce gloves? Does that happen?
Yeah. Typically, you fight in 8-ounce gloves at the weight class just below. So if they were fighting at 147, they would fight with the 8-ounce gloves, but they're fighting at 154, and so typically at 154, you start with the 10-ounce gloves.
What do they do at heavyweight, typically?
I'm not quite sure.
Probably
10?
16.
Oh, it's that much more?
I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know that it's going to have an impact. I the video I've seen of Conor McGregor's boxing just seems nubs to me. I think this could be just a huge disappointment. Because it'll be boring, because I don't think Floyd will hurt him. But I think his boxing skills look so nubs.
Are you talking about wearing these, like, flailing his arms around?
Yeah, he just looks nubs.
Looks like a big donk.
That went viral, apparently, doing the, they called it, like, the Mayweather or the McGregor dance. Mm-hmm. And they were, like, professional boxers in their gyms just joning on him doing that stuff. Yeah. But he was joned on that for the last few years in the UFC because he has a movement coach that has him do a lot of wacky things. And I think Diaz, who obviously beat him the first time but then lost to him the second time, was one of the guys who was crushing him about it. Look, there's a method to his madness. That's how he's landed where he is.
We'll see. I mean, it'd be great if he knocked out Floyd. I actually would get a kick out of that because I think Mayweather is
What Conor McGregor said is if they moved, you know, he'd love a bare knuckle fight, Cakes.
I'm sure he would.
He always says that this is half a fight. This is boxing. It's a half a fight. But he said that he would knock out Floyd within 4 with the 10-ounce gloves, but with the 8-ounce gloves, he says, is only going to last 2, probably just 1.
Mm.
That's what he thinks. Got to hit the guy, though.
You know, we were all speculating that the sales must be bad because of all of the leaks that have been coming out. But then I saw a story that Dana White thinks it's going to get over 4.9 million views or buys on pay-per-view. That's unbelievable.
Of course it will. It's going to get
4.9 million suckers. Pony up 100 plus bucks.
Or 4.9 million people that want to have fun, Cakes.
Well, it's not going to be fun. It's going to be a complete mismatch. And after about 5 minutes, you're going to say, why did I spend $100 on this farce?
It's more likely it'll be great hype, and then it's just going to be a typical boring Floyd Mayweather fight with some Conor McGregor theatrics thrown in. Right?
I think it'll be a little bit different. Now, I tend to believe that Mayweather's going to stop him. I think that Mayweather's going to pepper him in the face so much that at some point McGregor's corner or the referee is going to be a throw in the towel type situation.
Really?
That's just what I believe, but
wow.
I'd love to be wrong. Yeah. I think that Conor will keep moving forward. I'll say this. When Conor got his face lit up by Diaz, he didn't go down from punches. He doesn't go down from punches, really.
Yeah.
But I could see his face being destroyed because Floyd's just too quick. NBA news, LeBron James is strongly denying a report that came out on Wednesday stating that the star forward is certain to leave the Cavs when his contract expires. A report emerged stating that James was 100% leaving them.
That's what Chris Sheridan,
that his relationship
long time,
with owner Dan Gilbert is broken beyond repair.
That was from Chris Sheridan, who was a longtime ESPN writer.
Yep.
And so you read that and you go, well, maybe there's something to that. But then immediately there can't
be. And
denies
Sheridan
that.
Hoops, I believe, was the guy who broke LeBron leaving Miami to go back to Cleveland.
Right. He definitely was involved in that story.
I think he was the first guy, and then it came out, and sure enough, he was coming home.
I found it just stunning to think, I know 6 months ago that LeBron would leave Cleveland again, but now I'm just open to it. The likelihood of it happening.
Right. Yeah. Why wouldn't he leave? He's left before. He went there and he delivered a title. That's what he went there to do.
If you believe the reports coming out of Cleveland, they're handling the Kyrie Irving situation like LeBron won't be there in a year. So when they think about the kind of haul they want to bring in for any potential trade for Kyrie, they're thinking about it with a LeBron-less Cavs.
If LeBron had a fractured relationship with Dan Gilbert before, why couldn't it be strained now? Of course it can be.
Take to the Wizards. Throw their hat in there.
No, not for LeBron, because he'll never come here.
Why not explore?
There's no way it could happen, but you would trade your whole team for LeBron.
Here's why. Because the whole KD thing was embarrassing. It was embarrassing for the Wizards.
No, here's what you do.
And we bend down that road.
You don't have to do a public begging. That was embarrassing. Newspaper ads. It's just embarrassing. But behind the scenes, you just say, here, you take our whole team. Take John. Take Brad. Take Otto.
I mean,
so take the whole team. You would trade the entire team
absolutely
for LeBron. And then you just
how old
add,
is LeBron?
31, 32.
He'll give you three more good years. And you'll probably get to the finals.
If you got your entire team and you just have LeBron.
You sign LeBron and then take all the Terps that left early that are playing in Turkey. You still get to the finals.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's too much of a Wizards homer.
LeBron.
Story out of Atlanta.
Turkey.
Falcons fans won't get their Chick-fil-A fix at the team's new Mercedes-Benz Stadium for most of the team's games. They are going to have a restaurant stand inside the stadium. The problem is,
they're not open on Sundays.
I
don't know why they're doing
that. By the way, they're not open on Sundays, and yet the average Chick-fil-A brings in $4.4 million in annual revenue. Which is $1.7 million more than the average. The next highest grossing chain, Whataburger, which brings in $2.7 million for their average Whataburger
location. The O-Town Chick-fil-A, I'm guessing, will be up and running in 3 to 4 months. And it might be sayonara to Five Guys, because they're right next door to Five Guys. And the crowds at Five Guys are paltry at best already. It might just be a matter of time.
I'm going to say not sayonara, because one is red meat and the other one is not
red meat.
I don't
think it matters. They're going to be sandwiched in between a Chipotle and a Chick-fil-A.
I feel like the bloom is off the Five Guys rose.
It might be curtains.
Yeah.
There's only so many disposable dollars to go around.
800-636-1067. It is open line Thursday, but next we hit the skins here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.